The condemnation from top US figures of a pastor who burned the Quran has failed to quell anger in Afghanistan. Hundreds of people have taken to the streets in new protests, but the UN has vowed to maintain its presence in Afghanistan despite rioters killing seven of its staff in the city of Mazar-i-Sharif, as Sarah Drury reports.
Pleas from the US and NATO are failing to stop the deadly protests in Afghanistan. The unrest has now spread to the country's east for the first time. In Jalalabad, demonstrators shouted anti-American slogans. This student, Sandar Wali, explained why he was protesting.
We have gathered here because a copy of the Holy Quran was burned in the state of Florida in America, and that upset the whole Muslim world. We condemn such actions, and once again we condemn this act. It gives a message to the people that Jews and Christians are the enemies of the Quran, and that they will never be our friends.
Earlier, in the southern city of Kandahar, protesters burned tyres and shot two Afghan policemen dead. The death toll from the protests is rising. Ironically, there may be more people killed in Afghanistan over the Quran burning than Florida pastor Terry Jones actually has in his tiny congregation. The pastor went through with his long-time threat to burn the Quran 2 weeks ago. Afghan President Hamid Karzai railed against it, igniting a wave of violent protests. NATO condemnation for the Quran burning has been swift. Here's Mark Sedwill, NATO's senior civilian representative.
This was an act of disrespect to the Muslim faith and to all peoples of faith. It does not represent the views of the peoples or governments of the alliance. We condemn it. Our condolences, of course, go out to everyone who's been hurt in the demonstrations over the past few days. And we call on everyone to remember that this was the act of an isolated individual and that the peoples and governments of the alliance both respect and defend the Muslim faith and are in Afghanistan to support a peaceful future for the Afghan people.
But many Afghans clearly don't believe it was an isolated act. The strong comments from NATO and the US have made little difference, with protests raging for 3 days. The United Nations has become a major target, with protesters storming its compound in Mazar-i-Sharif, killing seven UN workers. The UN Special Representative for Afghanistan, Staffan de Mistura, has flown to the city to handle the aftermath of the attack. In a BBC interview, he said the Afghan president may have inflamed the situation.
I think that President Karzai has been reacting in an emotional way about something that obviously bothers him terribly, and he has been doing that more than once. What President Karzai should also be doing when he does express this type of condemnation, he should also realize that in fact every word in this context can be igniting fire, and at the same time also reinforcing what he has stated, the security of everyone else, because one person who has done that horrible thing in Florida should not be equated to 150,000 people who are risking their lives in Afghanistan for the Afghans.
But he's vowed that the UN's presence in the country will continue. Mr. de Mistura says international staff will be temporarily deployed to Kabul until the office is rebuilt. But he stresses this is not an evacuation.
Sarah Drury reporting.